Digging into the world of music as we do when I fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show. Number ones and anniversaries and birthdays and all sorts of things. That voice kind of sounds familiar, huh? It's Jacob Dylan, the son of Bob Dylan and his wife, well, then wife, Sarah. Jacob Dylan with the Wallflowers had a couple of big hits, One Headlight and others in 97. This is from the follow-up album. It's called Sleepwalker, which I like a lot and didn't become quite as big of a hit. But that's okay. Jacob Dylan turns 50 years old today. Jacob Dylan, 50 years old from the Wallflowers. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOT1TBERTRAM. Joining us on the phone lines now, Dave Ray from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, his communications director, FairUS.org, FairUS.org. I spent many a radio rows at the Phoenix Park Hotel at the Fair Radio Row extravaganza annually. Dave, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, you bet, Scott. Good to be with you, buddy.
Appreciate you joining us. Say hi to my buddy Bob Dane today when you get into the office.
I sure will. Thrilled to hear your name again.
Yeah, and talking with you today about, it's a lead story at the website, fairus.org, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, and perhaps better called a bipartisan amnesty bill. What's this about, Dave?
Yeah, so there is a bipartisan amnesty bill that is supposed to be voted on by the Senate as early as Wednesday that would offer some degree of legalization amnesty to illegal aliens who have been in the country and even those who have committed criminal acts, so long as they can show that they have worked in any agricultural job over the last several years. It's a it's kind of a real head scratcher given how much trouble we had regaining control of the border this year. If you recall, as early as last May, we had 144,000 apprehensions at the southwest border. If you announce an amnesty, the only thing that's going to do is just churn up more attention and more desire to sneak into the country illegally. So why the Senate is moving forward on this, I guess we know the answer to that question is that many in the Senate are beholden to the cheap labor interests of agriculture.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because anytime we talk about farming and farm workers in the context of immigration, we hear these are needed workers. If we don't have them, you know, lettuce won't be picked and tomatoes will go bad on the vine because no one is available to take that food and get it to, the stores and wherever else it goes. What's the real story?
Well, the real story is that there have been studies done on, quote, jobs that Americans won't do. The most recent by the Pew Foundation about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And unsurprisingly, when you look at jobs that people typically think would not be done by Americans, I'm talking about farm workers, I'm talking about construction jobs, maids, housekeepers, so on and so forth. Between 85 to 90% of those workers in all of those fields are American citizens or legal immigrants. In other words, these are jobs that Americans won't do. What agriculture is really looking for is a cheap, easily exploitable pool of workers. But what they're going to end up doing should they get this amnesty is they are going to further incentivize illegal immigration, not only rewarding those who've come here illegally and are in the country right now, but to encourage those who haven't yet made the trip to get in here because they'll create the perception that now is a time that they can get away with it. This is a really, really bad idea. They've accomplished virtually nothing this year except focusing on impeachment. Everything that has happened on the border in terms of regaining control of the border, you know, putting up funding for the wall. We were just at the border last week. I mean, I can tell you right now that there are parts of the border that are in great shape, but parts of it are in sore need of attention. And, you know, this is just going to be a major setback for any effort to get control of illegal immigration.
Dave Ray with us from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, fairus.org, fairus.org. Now, the key, one of the key words we've been talking about is a bipartisan amnesty bill. So which Republicans are on board? What's the path look like perhaps in the Senate?
Well, I do not have the list of Republicans on board, but it is certainly enough to make this a bipartisan effort. Remember, there's part of the Republican caucus that is, you know, the really kowtowing to cheap labor interests. And so clearly this will pass the House with the Democratic majority, but it does look like there's enough Republicans on board. Well, obviously, if Mitch McConnell's going to let it come up for a vote, he's confident it's going to pass the Senate as well. And the president hopefully will come out against this bill, although I haven't seen or heard that happen yet. And so it's going to kind of be anybody's guess on how this ends up. You know, the other thing that's going on this week that is really going to be the elephant in the room is the impeachment vote in the House. Mm-hmm. And how much time that consumes will take away from any amount of time they can spend on this amnesty effort.
I got about a minute left here, Dave. Is there anything at all in this bill for those who want to see further enforcement? For those who are looking for, you know, if we're going to do this, at least give us some of that. Is there any sort of compromise? I guess it's a dirty word, but anything there in here for people who want to see further restrictions or want to see further enforcement?
There's nothing redeemable about this bill whatsoever. Honestly, it is. You know, the Border Patrol, the people who lay their lives on the line every day to control illegal immigration, will be the first one to tell you that this simply incentivizes more illegal immigration. It makes people who otherwise are not considering coming, considering to come now. It is bad news for immigration enforcement. It's like, announcing that you're not going to arrest people for drunk driving and then expecting drunk driving to go down. I mean, it's just nonsensical. You don't reward lawbreaking and then expect less lawbreaking. You should expect more lawbreaking, and that's exactly what's going to happen with this amnesty.
Dave Ray, Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, fairus.org, fairus.org. And as I said, it's the top story there. You can read more on the farm workforce.
Check it out on our homepage. It's the first thing you see when you log into fairus.org.
Perfect. Thanks, Dave, for joining us. Appreciate
it. Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Dave Ray from FAIR here on The Steve Gruber Show.
They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in, but other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.